Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Today's the day. Victory hike up to the top of Mount Rubidoux. Anthony is going to be leading the way carrying the Dodgers flag.
Yeah. I mean, I signed up for it, so got to pay up.
Well, and you said yesterday that you were a little worried because you didn't have any Dodgers gear. So I rated mine, Carter's, and a little bit of Art's closet for you.
Do they know that you took their stuff?
They do. Okay. Because Art felt for you when I was like, well, I have this jersey from Carter and I have this jersey from my closet. And he was like, okay, I have one that's a little small on me. Take that just in case. So I have three jersey options for you. You have white, blue, and gray.
Okay.
I also brought you, just in case, let's see, I brought a whole bag here. I have a Vin Scully t-shirt.
Oh, that's cool.
Blue Vin Scully. Okay. It's time for Dodger baseball.
I like that.
I have a little Dodger jacket. It's a little longer.
Nah, it is chilly out there. It is chilly.
I brought you some Dodger socks.
Oh my gosh.
Argyle. I have a Dodger hat for you.
Wow. So I'm going to look the part today.
Yes. And then I even brought my blue eyeliner if you want to put a little LA on your cheek.
Why didn't you bring that up first? You know, I got more most excited for that.
But you brought up a great point because a couple people have said like, oh, you know, it's during the workday, it's hard to get out. But today is election day.
Yes, that's right. It is. And if you're not aware, the state gives you, I think it's, what is it, 2 hours?
I think it's 2 hours, yeah.
2 hours off to leave the workplace to go vote. So here's my little plan. Fill out that ballot maybe before you leave for work or just, you know, there's one thing you're voting on. That's it. You're not going through a whole thing. So bubble that in. Leave work. Meet us at the base of Mount Rubidoux at 9 a.m. Come hike with us and head back to work.
Sounds like a perfect day.
Right?
I love it. Your civic duty and your public duty.
My outfit's not perfect.
It's going to look so good.
Don't like that. Rubidoux, 9 a.m. We'll see you there.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
What's going to be the most painful part of your day? Actually, hiking to the top of Mount Rubidoux wearing your Dodger gear or the root canal?
Can I tell you, this is not a day I've been looking forward to. Yeah, after we finish up our hike, I got to go straight to the dentist because I'm getting some major mouth work done. I'm getting a root canal. When they had told me that, I stopped because I'm like, okay, wait, root canal, that's like one of the worst things. I don't want to say worse, but one of the biggest procedures you could have done on your mouth, right?
I don't know. I've never had one. Have you had one before?
I've never. No. No, I've got great teeth. But as I age, stuff's starting to decay. So what had happened was I had a filling a long time ago, and the filling is starting to, I guess, shift and move. So when I eat, bacteria is getting into my tooth, and it's so close to touching the root. And the dentist said when the bacteria touches the root, you are going to be in extreme pain.
Oh, gosh.
He was like, can I get you in tomorrow? And this was last week. And I said, oh, no, I got plans this weekend. He just kind of looked at me like, dude, you need to get in here. So today was the earliest appointment he could get me in, and we're going to take care of this. But he didn't make it seem like, you know, you hear root canal, you think they're going to be like drilling into your teeth and screaming. And he made it seem, he's like, I'm going to numb you up, and then you'll be good to go. He didn't talk about any, like, medication to take afterwards to keep it numb. And I think I'll be at work tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you come in? Are you going to be able to talk?
I talk like you did.
Take the gauze pack out, Anthony.
So I don't know. I don't want to say I'm underestimating this, but I feel very calm going into it.
Okay. Well, then maybe we shouldn't freak you out.
Or maybe we should bring me back to reality.
Well, I'll tell you, last time I had mouth surgery, I had to do like a skin graft on one of my teeth. And they had told me like a same thing, like come in, it's, you know, in and out, you're done in like an hour. I was like, okay. And I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Well, no, like they literally took skin off the roof of my mouth and then had you surgically put it on the side to cover up the nerve of my tooth. And then they were like, you can't talk for 2 days. And I was like, wait, what? I didn't know about that.
What I do for a living?
Yeah. And they were like, and here's your you know, pain medication and stuff. And I was like, wait, what? I went in thinking I was going to go. Carter had a baseball game that night. I had to stay home because I was like, I'm going to yell. And I can't yell because I'd rip the stitches.
Oh.
Yeah, I was not prepared for it. So I'm hoping that this is not going to be the same situation for you.
I hope so, too. Now I'm sweating.
Anybody want to give some advice on a root canal?
Yeah, maybe if you've had one, let me know what I should expect here. 888-431-3764. Please just have good news for me.
You'll be fine. No ice cold beer for you. Maybe an ice pack after today's root canal. But I feel like so far everybody is making you feel a little more at ease about your first ever root canal.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same. Coming in this morning, like my dentist had told me, it's no big problem. Like, we're going to numb you up. You're not going to feel anything. So he made me feel really comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
My fear was coming in today and be like, oh, your dentist is a liar, buddy. You're going to be down and out for a couple days.
A lot of people just saying the hardest part, one, is going to be keeping your mouth open for a long period of time while they're working on you. And then the other one is, as soon as you're done, just stay on like an Advil routine.
Which, okay, it could be worse. This text from the 951 says, Anthony better hope his dentist is not a Dodger fan. Otherwise, he may have a whole new experience. Well, maybe I could just wear all my Dodger gear from the hike. And
if they listen, they know the truth.
Uh-oh.
Chris in San Jacinto, can you give us the reality on a root canal?
It's not as bad as you think. I've had several of them through the years. You'll be fine within a couple hours. You just can't eat anything hard or sticky or chewy for, you know, days like 24 hours.
So none of my Halloween candy. Put the Laffy Taffy away.
No, none of that.
Hold on, Chris, though. What's your pain tolerance? Because I've been around Anthony for a while, and he doesn't have a lot of pain tolerance.
I'm tough.
Oh, well, then you might want to get him, a Build-A-Bear, and a Dinky, so you might need all that. It's no worse than the Pittsburgh's O-line. You're fine.
Oh. Okay, Chris, hanging up now.
Hey, I'm a Pittsburgh fan, too, so it's okay.
Richard in the high desert, have you ever had a root canal?
Oh, yeah. And they don't hurt. Like, the actual procedure don't hurt. It's after the medicine wears off is the painful part, so.
What's your definition of pain afterwards? Like, scale of 1 to 10.
I don't know, like a 5. Like, it doesn't really hurt. It's just, like, annoying.
Okay. I can deal with annoying because you know who I work with every morning.
That's waiting for that. Don't laugh at that, Richard. Richard, that's not funny.
Nah, Kelly's definitely not annoying. Trust me, I have some annoying coworkers.
Well, just for that, did you see the text message from the 951 says, oh, Anthony, you best have your wit written if you're going in for a root canal.
Do not scare me.
You're not coming back tomorrow.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Drum roll, please.
Okay, stop. My coffee's going to spill.
It's California, not an earthquake. Sexiest man alive has been named, and we have no idea who he is. Jonathan Bailey.
Can't tell you a single thing about this guy.
The name didn't even ring a bell seeing his picture. I have no idea who he is. If you've seen Bridgerton, Fellow Travelers, Wicked, or Jurassic World Rebirth, then you will probably be familiar with him.
Well, I'm 0 for 3.
There's 4.
Whoopsies.
Math, not your strong suit.
Nor listening.
So for namesake, I don't really get him being the choice. Looks-wise, I get it. He's a very attractive man.
Like you'd mentioned earlier, namesake, they always go for like the A-list celebrities, and you know who they are.
Right.
I'm sure he's well on his way, but like we've been discussing all morning, no clue who this guy is.
Yeah, he's hot. What do you say?
7.6.
6.7.
How dare you? Average, but like I said, he looks just like all of us.
Okay.
When I say us, like myself.
Don't include yourself in this scheme of sexiest man alive.
White guy with a beard. That's it.
He's a little more than that. Cheryl in Fullerton, what are your thoughts on the sexiest man alive?
Jonathan Bailey. I cannot believe you don't know who he is. Gorgeous.
He's very good looking. I just have not seen any of those shows or the movies. I was not familiar, especially when I saw the name. And even when I saw him, I was like, I don't even know who this guy is.
Oh, my God. But it's the whole package. You got to watch him. He has a British accent, which obviously adds to the and everything.
Yeah, somebody just texts in and says you have to see him in Bridgerton because he's actually better looking in character.
Yes. And also Wicked. So start with Bridgerton. Go to Wicked because Daryl, his character, is just so sexy.
Let's dial into his character on Bridgerton real quick because what's his character's name?
Oh, gosh, it's been so long since I've seen Bridgerton.
From what I remember, his name is Anthony.
Yeah, I think you're right. But, yeah, I agree with Kelly. Don't be blind.
The only thing similar you have is his character's name, okay?
Anthony, if you had a British accent, you would jumped up a couple of notches there.
All righty then.
I think that's an Australian.
Yeah, you sounded like a leprechaun.
That's... No.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
96 pairs of scissors, and I'm not even joking you, 37 bottles of toilet bowl cleaner. That's what we found at my grandma's house after she passed. She was the queen of having duplicates of things.
She was stocking up.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Nana was not a hoarder, but there were certain things she kept a whole lot of. Scissors and toilet bowl cleaner.
Okay.
Are you someone that... when it comes to something you like or need, you stockpile in them?
The thing that I would say I have duplicates of is a lot of tools. And that's just because I think I misplace them a lot. And I think that I've lost them and I don't have them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up with almost two, sometimes three of a lot of things.
I'm the type of person that if I like something, I will buy it just in a different color. Or I will buy at least a backup pair, like my sunglasses. I love my sunglasses. So I have a brand new pair that are in my safe so they don't get broken.
Sorry, in your safe?
Yeah, my sunglasses are in my safe. And they're cheap sunglasses. They're not expensive sunglasses by any means. But then I also bought them in brown so that I have a different color. Just because I like them so much, I don't want to be without them.
How are you when it comes to sunglasses? Do you tend to lose them a lot?
No, but I will like throw them in my purse. They'll get scratched, okay. Things like that. Oh, and then those pair go to the river. That way, if I lose them, it's like, oh, well, go into the safe. Got a brand new pair.
What was the combination again?
Is there something that you keep duplicates of? You know, you already have one, but there's at least two, maybe three other ones back up ready to go.
Let's see what you got. You can call or text in at 1-888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Stockpiling the things you really need, like the 909 that says, when my granddaughter was little, if there was an outfit I liked, I bought it in every size. So she had that outfit from 3 months to 2T.
That's a great point.
I love that.
Reese is the same exact way. If there's a dress that she likes that like fits well and is comfortable, that's the only one she will wear. So we got to get like 12 of them in different colors.
I do that now.
That doesn't stop?
I am not a size 2T.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.